Let's go.
Cookie. Good morning, everybody. Hello. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today is no different, except for that.
Yeah, that was different.
It's a little different. Yeah. Mixing up. It's a little early to the top. I like it. I like getting to the top.
Like to spice it up and move it around.
Move it around. A little bit of here, a little bit of there. Thank you for joining us.
I've had people say, at Ember, I've had people say, you know, at first I didn't like the fact that you were moving everything around, and now I do like it because I get to hear different segments. Because most people are on their way to work, they're only listening to us for like a good 15-minute segment, and they don't get to hear the whole 5 hours.
Yeah, sure.
So the idea was moving around so you get to hear every segment, and hopefully you guys enjoy that, and a lot of people have told me they have.
And you know what? If you missed any of those segments, you can go to monsters.fm. If you've seen the picture of me and Tyson and wonder, what is that story? Or if you're wondering about some little life hacks, how to get up better in the morning, go to monsters.fm. You got To The Top right there, and you can listen to it. While you're listening to it, go to Dustin's Barbecue. Okay? Ooh. So you're driving for lunch. It's a little early, but even right now, you're thinking of lunch. You might have just had breakfast. You're thinking of lunch. It's Dustin's. Anywhere. All right, so many places around Central Florida. Get the ribs. Get the chicken. You know, just have a good lunch. You deserve it.
Big fan of their chicken. Their chicken was on point, man.
It was. And speaking of going to a place that has wonderful service, and I think I tipped pretty well when I went to Dustin's last time. An awesome server. And she was just on it, man. And when you got a good server, it's great. It's almost, it is a huge part of your experience when you go to eat. The server.
The server can make bad food taste better.
Yes.
And good food tastes worse if they're bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really can.
Oh, yeah.
The personal service thing is a big deal.
Or they can hold you hostage for 4 hours on a nice Saturday evening.
Hate to tell you.
That too. Well, I feel like I'm a pretty good tipper. I don't think I'm like some amazing tipper. I think I've tipped well sometimes and maybe gone under sometimes. I don't have a method to my madness. Kind of look at it, 20%, usually what I do.
So you just take whatever the first number is, you just double it, and that's it, right?
Well, that's what they say, right?
That's
so
what I do, yeah.
Recently, people have been getting upset because there was a story on CNBC about what you can do to actually save money while tipping. Now, I've never been a full-blown server, so I can't speak on that side.
Yeah.
But definitely eaten a bunch of places, and I've never done this before. Do you tip on pre-tax or after tax?
After tax. If the bill comes to $75,
right,
I take the 7 times 2, it's 14.
So you tip after tax. Yeah. So, Ryan?
Right. After tax.
Angel?
Man, I don't...
And for those who don't know, think about it for a second. What we're saying is you got the totally added up meal, and then at the end they have the 7% sales tax or whatever the hell it is. So if you got $100, it's gonna jump it up to $7 or more. Whatever.
I think you're supposed to tax or tip off of. And the only reason I remember this is I dated a server years ago. Is the pre-tax number? I think.
You know what, Angel? That is what etiquette expert
really
Lizzie Post says. Yeah, she says.
I never thought about that.
Me neither. I never thought about that. And she says it's perfectly okay. Now, she says this. Once again, all those very ready-to-be-outraged listeners.
I already got one. It says, tipping less is not saving money. It's being a douchebag.
Exactly. So, this is what happens when you discuss something and learn, right? So, this etiquette expert says it's perfectly fine to tip on the pre-tax total.
I don't think most servers would agree with that.
I would say probably all servers would disagree with that.
Yeah.
And when they asked servers, of course, they were like, hell no. Do you understand that breaks down to 12% after da-da-da-da-da-da?
Right.
And I get that. Mm. I've never, ever, ever looked at it and said like, oh, no, we got to do that pre-tax. You know, especially like if you're on a date. Could you imagine somebody sitting there go, no, don't tip on that one. Tip on the pre-tax. You know, like, so I've never done that, but it says it can literally save you $400 a year.
But I mean, it's saving you, but yeah.
Saving, but then taking money from a person who's working that you're literally giving money to.
Yeah. So,
because if you, going out to eat, service is part of it. And if you can't afford to do it, then
you shouldn't
do it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing a lot of people don't realize, too, that money that you're giving to your server, that 20% or whatever, They then have to tip out usually the bar,
right, bus
the
boy.
Bus staff, and a couple other things depending on the restaurant that you work in.
Now, America is the only place that treats their servers like this. You know, most other places around the world, they make a salary. They have to, especially in Europe. You know,
yeah. When I went to Ireland, they were like, "Hey, you don't have to tip." You don't have to tip. The reason we love Americans, you guys are always throwing money at us because they don't understand the concept of tipping.
I think the concept is broken. I think it's ridiculous. I think that restaurants should be paying salaries. And then if you want to tip, get more on top of that. I don't care about the margins. Same if you are going out to eat and you can't afford the tip. Well, guess what? If you can't give your staff a good wage to survive on, then you probably shouldn't open up a restaurant.
I'm trying to think. I keep looking up and is when I would cash out at the end of the night, because you tip based, what you tip out is based on a percentage of your sales.
Right.
Is the tax thrown in on that? I have no idea.
So, I mean, I think the system itself is broken.
Oh, yeah.
And there are big restaurateurs that are not, they're going salary. Some of the biggest have changed all of their restaurants to having their servers, you know, not rely on a tip, man. I worked in tips when I did in-room dining and stuff like that. And man, when it's slow and you're looking around and you're like, damn, I ain't making no money today, and I'm here till 7. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we were in a restaurant the other day, what we thought would be packed at 12 o'clock by the airport. It was after that meeting.
Yeah.
It was a really nice, not really nice, just a regular restaurant, right? Nobody in there. My wife and I were talking like, damn, I feel bad for the server. Because, I mean, you would think a packed restaurant. But a lot of people say, do the pre-tax thing. So, Angel, but do you do that, though? Do you end up doing the pre-tax?
No. I always go I try to do at least 25%.
Right. Yeah. And if the service sucks, like, you get a lot of tipping is not automatic. You're right. Tipping is not automatic. You base your tip on the level of service. That's the one thing you do have control over. But also, don't hold a server accountable if your food comes out.
The kitchen stuff.
Like, weird a lot of the times. Unless they straight up entered it wrong. A lot of things are out of their control as well.
Is tip to ensure promptness? Or to ensure
tip to ensure politeness. Proper service?
Oh, to ensure proper. Well,
that's what I've always heard, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. There you go. So that's one of those things. I guess if you want to be a little cheaper and save a little bit of money, a lot of people double the tax.
I think it's douchey.
Yeah, I think...
Like, I get the principle behind it. Right, I understand what they're trying to say. But just for me, this is what I'm accustomed to. You know, if I'm already going out, I'm already, you know, it is, you know, a special moment or a celebration or anything like that. 25%.
Now, do you guys have a place you go to where you have a waiter? Like, you get this specific waiter. Oh, I love that, man. You go in, they see you come in, the stuff is out there when you walk in.
That's nice.
Oh, that's some tipping right there.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of experience you want to go for. If it's just like your standard
Like,
if you got me,
yeah,
15% all day.
Yeah, you're
right.
Good,
but like, there are great waiters out there, and it's hard to say that because, like, when, like, yeah, I get the idea of saving money, good, but these are people. And they're right in front of you that you're having a personal interaction with.
When someone has a super great personality and they're nice and everything, like, I want to tip them more. Like, I'll tip, like I say, like you said, 25%. Like, I'll tip definitely more if. And then if you tell me that you listen to the show and you know, guaranteed you're going to get even a better tip. I want to hear it. You're not bothering me by telling me. Matter of fact, it makes me want to tip more because I don't want you to think I'm a douchebag.
Right.
So I'll even tip more if you say, hey, Russ, I've been listening to the show for a long time.
Yeah, I
love that.
Tip more when my daughter was younger and they would come over and get her food immediately so that she would eat and we could basically relax a little bit. And when a server was aware of that, I was like, you're on it. I'm gonna give you a little bit more. Moving on, real quick.
I agree with the salary thing, though. I do want to say that you should be able to have a livable wage as a server, and not get these weird lunch shifts where you leave with $12.
Right. It just. I don't think it serves. Play on words. I don't think it serves anybody to look at your employee full well knowing, hey, the kitchen staff back there, they're getting money. I know the manager's getting hourly. I know they're getting bonuses. Yeah,
but, well, in good restaurants, though, a lot of times those waiters and waitresses make a lot more money than the kitchen staff.
Yeah, and that's their theory.
Yeah.
That's their theory. But if you were willing to look at a server and say, hey, you can just make 50 G straight up or 30 G straight up with you know, I don't have the solution, but I know restaurateurs that are really doing this right. They do. And
it seems to go better, too. That's the weird part.
Better. It's like walking into a store and you know they're not on commission. You know, it's straight commission where you could see it in their eyes. And so, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think within the next 10 years, we're going to see a whole revolution of that. Real quick here, on this day in history, it's kind of interesting. I did not know this. My favorite, one of my favorite presidents ever. President Abraham Lincoln, this day in history in 1863, created the ASPCA. Okay, what is the ASPCA?
I don't know. What is it?
It's an organization that helps protect animals.
Oh!
And there was the first prevention of cruelty to animals. And, Lincoln took a trip where he saw horses just... imagine back in the 1850s and 40s how they treated people, these animals.
Yeah.
And he basically made it a matter of morality so that we treat our animals that work for us and help us with dignity. And thankfully, it worked. Really, he appointed this old Russian czar, Alexander II, and he was, like, militant about protecting animals. And then that led into the first real organization to protect children. So animals
were first,
and then the old kids. Yeah. So, shout out
to you. See that? I'm not sure what state or where it was, but they're getting ready to pass legislation. If you abandon your pet during a storm? Like a hurricane or anything like that, the owners are going to be held accountable.
Good.
Now. Should be.
That ties into our next topic. So I have an animal question when we come back because it kind of ties into what you just brought up.
Cool. And motivational minute is this. I was reading this book, Getting Things Done. It's by David Allen. He's the leading expert in organizational productivity. And he says the mind is a crappy office. If you're just basically depending on your mind to keep things in order, to remember to pick up the grocery, remember to, I got my daughter's play here on this Saturday. I got to be in Austin and you're going to fail. It's like a staff of people that are like running around with their heads cut off. The brain is not made to do that. Okay, so it has a hard time making sense of priority. It'll think the cat food is as important as finding a job. And so what the easiest thing to do is write it down, he says. And that's what I kind of do. I have three. This is a system that I've kind of developed. I got three different notebooks that I do for three different kind of things. And it has helped me be more efficient so much. Like I do I've been doing this time tracker where I kind of list every half hour what I've been doing. And it'll blow your mind what you spend your time doing that you're like, wait a second. I have way more time in the day. So the leading experts say, write stuff down, have a planner, have some goals written down, and especially if you feel overwhelmed, write out everything in your head one by one on a piece of paper and stack it up. That's coming from the leading expert, David Allen, and I think it'll really help. We walk around in this life going, I'm so busy, I'm so overwhelmed, Now it's time to get it on paper, get it organized, and you're going to feel a lot better. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.